From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. This week on Money Beat's Financial Food Fight, a look at how Twitter is taking on the NFL as the market turns on.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome back to the Food Fight. Aaron Kurloff, Chuck Jaffe, Stephen Grosser, and Paul Vigne here with you. Let's spend just a couple of minutes talking about tech stocks in general, because they've been one of the market's bright stars, and the brightest of those bright stars in particular has been really hot this week, which is Apple.
Yeah. Really hot. I had some stats in my head because I was writing about this for tomorrow's paper. But Apple, best four-day streak in 2 years. The only Dow stock that didn't sell off on Tuesday when the market was down 1.5%. And according to S&P Dow Jones Indices, through Thursday was responsible for, without Apple, the S&P tech sector's 1.5% gain was something like 0.4% or something.
Wow.
Like much smaller.
And again, really interesting. So they have their press conference. They announced the new iPhone, the new version of the watch, the cordless earbuds, whatever. It generates a lot of talk, a lot of activity. Everyone gets all fired up. And they're kind of saying, is that it? Is it really a new phone? Is it the feature? Yeah. So the initial response was kind of, negative.
Yeah, it sold off.
Lukewarm.
Right.
So yeah.
Five percent, two days.
Right. I mean, and the expectation, which is interesting, too, because the expectation coming into this, I mean, it wasn't like this was a well-guarded secret. Yeah. Everyone knew that this was not going to be a brand new, you know, completely revamped phone. This was going to be a slight update to Valley Phone 6. And that's what they did, and it sold. But then it had a pretty, you know, decent sell-off in the 2 days that followed the meeting. Although one of those was the Friday, but the interesting thing was the T-Mobile Sprint coming out with the pre-sale data that showed that it was performing very well, and markets got excited.
Well, yeah. Of course, it was also before you had the recall of the competition's phone. Because it was blowing up,
and I just did an interview right
before we started doing this. I was talking to Brian Peary from the Hennessy Funds out in California, and he happened to mention Apple. It's in an interview that's going to air on my podcast on Monday, and one of the things he said was that all of the noise that you're getting will kind of mute things for right now. Because people are confusing what's important to the market with what's important to people who love Apple and are sort of junkies on Apple products. And he says the next quarter is the one where you're really going to see, like, wow. He thinks the numbers for Apple, you don't worry about what's happening now, but the next quarter was when the real payoff comes.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see about that. Listen, let's switch gears. Let's talk about a little hashtag NFL. There you go. We'll steal a little theme music from our compatriots over at Fox there. Who watched the Jets-Bills game on Twitter last night?
I watched some of the Jets-Bills game on Twitter.
Yeah.
I watched less than some. I watched some, if you define, like, 4 minutes to go, okay, that's it, and then that was it.
But did you watch it on Twitter? And that's the real thing here, because last night Twitter unveiled the first of its sort of live streaming features, which was the Jets-Bills game, which was on CBS here locally. It was on NFL Network, but it was also on Twitter. And I actually watched a fair amount of it. And I have to say, I thought what Twitter did, the way they presented it, I thought was great. It was clean. It was an HD broadcast. It was high-def broadcast. It was exactly what CBS was showing. The commercials were different, but it was well done. It was one of the first things I think Twitter's done in a long time that they actually got right.
And they wait for them to monetize things with those different commercials.
Well, you hope, right? I mean, I'd love to. Offhand, I don't know what the details of the package are. I'd love to know how much they're getting for that and what they paid.
I'll note that as someone who has watched a fair bit of NFL mobile video efforts over the over the years as an ex-NFL reporter. This was a very smooth presentation. You pushed the button to play the video, and it kicked right up. I mean, NFL is takes a lot of data to transform those HD images and stuff, and it went right into it. And I'm not sure that a mid-early season Jets Bills game is the ideal way to do it, to debut any NFL product, especially with those two teams and the condition they're in. But in terms of the technology and the ability to actually do the broadcast, it was impressive.
It was. Now here's a question is can they monetize it and to what degree? The other question is, and this goes exactly to the gentleman sitting on my right, Stephen Grosser, when I asked you today, hey, did you watch the game on Twitter? What was your answer to that?
I have a large TV. Well, and I pay a lot of money a month to have content streamed on it.
See, these are the things that management says. I have a large TV. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I can watch it on Twitter.
Some of us can dream.
This is coming from the guy who season tickets to the Giants. Because that's free.
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday. You didn't watch it at all on Twitter.
No.
Didn't even think about it.
No. No desire to.
No desire.
No.
Yeah.
But for all the things that you stream in, I mean, the fact is with that big TV of yours, you don't, put your computer up so that you could put whatever you wanted so that you could watch, YouTube on your big television as well. So you just, I mean.
Right. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah. And in fact, to be perfectly honest, I buy DirecTV Sunday ticket on mobile and connect it to my TV and watch because I'm a New England fan living in Brooklyn. And I want to watch the Patriots every weekend. So that's how I do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that works, very well. And, yeah, I watch, everything from Hulu, Amazon, Netflix on, the big TV.
See, and that's ultimately the issue. Now, I did watch it on Twitter, but that's because of where I was and who I was with and out with friends, and that's why I also only watched it for a minute or two.
Yeah.
But that ultimately, that last part there is the question of, for all that we think of Twitter and what have you, is it actually where people are going to turn when they have any sort of option? And that's an interesting question.
Right. That is an interesting question. But, I mean, like you said, Aaron, it was very clean and easy to go onto Twitter and play, hit the button and watch it in HD. I was watching it on my computer, so I had it on my computer screen. But I mean, it was not a difficult proposition at all.
No, I mean, one of the things I've found in streaming a lot of things from a mobile device to your TV and stuff like that is it's not as good as watching it through the cable box. I mean, you have your standard, problems that you have on the internet, and things like that, pausing, stopping, and it's, I think if you have an option between your TV and Twitter, you're going to go with your TV for the most part.
Well, right, and that's the thing. They have to make it as easy as turning on your TV
and the quality
the picture.
And
I mean, that's the other thing, too. And, it sounds like they did a great job with that.
Yeah, I think they did. I mean, when I first pulled it up, the first minute and a half, there were a couple of buffering issues, and I thought, oh, if this buffers all night, it's going to be unwatchable. But once it buffered, it was just like watching it on my television downstairs. I mean, it really was.
Yeah, I was watching on the TV, and like Steve, I have the DirecTV package and high quality images. I heard there were buffering problems, but I came in later in the game when I turned off the TV and went to bed, and on a small mobile screen, once the surge of enthusiasm maybe abated, the images were great.
Right. Let's leave it there. So a win this week for Apple, a win for the Jets, a win for Twitter. All right, everyone, thank you for listening. We appreciate it, and have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.